It's interesting because I find it hard to talk about the coaching work, about like what it is, because so often the women who come to me to work on a particular stuck point in their life, their goal initially isn't always what needs to be worked on. And through no fault of theirs or through the work, but as the conversations unfold, as the work deepens, often there are limiting beliefs or stories we've heard or told ourselves over the years that end up keeping us stuck. And that's where the coaching work is amazing and beautiful. It's unfolding those stories in new ways and learning to step into yourself in your fullness, in your authenticity, in yourself. Hi, I'm Biz Cush, a life coach and therapist, and your host here on the Awaken Your Wise Woman podcast. We're talking to women all over the world who found their way back to themselves, to their inner knowing, to their intuition, to their wisest self. We're exploring how to feel alive, authentic, engaged, and fully present in your life. Let's awaken your wise woman. Hi, and welcome back to the podcast. I'm Biz Cush, your host. This is the Awaken Your Wise Woman podcast, and I'm super excited that you're here. I'm recording this actually on the day of the solar eclipse. I am not in the path of totality, but according to all the reports I've seen, 87% of the sun will be covered by the moon. So I'm excited to experience that later today. And I am excited to be able to see pictures when they come out of the full eclipse. If you had an amazing solar eclipse experience, I would love to hear about it. You can send me an email at ecush135@gmail.com. You can also use the contact me button on my website. Today, we are going to be exploring significant changes in midlife. So changes that you are choosing to make because of something that's going on for you. I know that so many of the conversations I've had here on the podcast with the women over the years have been about what prompted them to make big changes, to do things differently, to find a way to live with more purpose and authenticity, to move beyond the difficulty, move beyond the trauma, move beyond the struggle to a life that really fits them, fits you. And it can be hard. So I'm going to share a little bit about my story of making changes in midlife. But hang on to the end of the episode too, where I'm going to be sharing more about my upcoming group for sensitive women, as well as how to work with me and what that looks like. For a lot of my life, one of my biggest goals was to become a mom. There was a part of me inside that just longed to have children, to be a mother, to be able to provide a nurturing, mothering experience for my children. And I was able to fulfill that goal. I have three grown young men, sons who are just my heart. And that's lovely. And at some point during my parenting experience, I realized that being a mom and only a mom, not that a mom is an only experience, but being just a mom was not enough for me. That there was a part of me that really felt compelled, pulled, pushed to have more, to define myself as a mother as well as something deeper, something more profound for me. And I am in no way minimizing motherhood, because I know how important a role it is. And I know for a lot of moms, that's what they need. For me, I needed something else in my life to feel fulfilled, to feel purposeful. And I hadn't completed my undergraduate college degree in my 20s. And so I decided perhaps the best way to figure out what was next for me was to go back to school and complete my degree. I had 3 kids at home. We had no money. And I had very little time because I was, of course, working part-time jobs to help support the family, raising the 3 children, doing daycare at on and off throughout my mothering experience, being a preschool teacher. I was already doing a lot, but I knew I loved to learn and I needed to go back to school. And that was a challenge for a lot of reasons. One, because I was in my 40s and most of the people in the classes, the classrooms were in their 20s. And 2, because I didn't know anybody else that was doing this. I didn't have any other friends who were choosing this path as well. And as I dove deeper into the coursework, I realized what I really wanted to do was become a therapist. I wanted to be able to work with women. Initially, I really thought I wanted to be able to work with children to help them heal from trauma and difficult life experiences. I later realized that was just too hard for me to do. Being a very sensitive, empathic person, to witness children's pain was just too hard. So I knew I wanted to be a therapist. And I knew that was going to take more school. But by the time I had completed my undergrad degree and graduated, I had 2 kids in college. And there was no way we could afford for me to be in college at the same time. And so I had to draw upon my patience and perseverance because I had to wait another 4 years before I could go back to get my master's in counseling psychology so that I could become a therapist. So at 50, I entered grad school. And that was also a very challenging time for me. I think the coursework through the graduate program really highlighted for me how impactful my childhood trauma had been, how impactful the childhood emotional neglect had been for me. And it stirred up a lot of my parts. So a lot of the wounded parts, the protective parts were really activated. And combining that with being in a classroom with 20-somethings who were, many of them, whose education was being funded by their parents, who in some aspects, some of them did not seem as fully invested as I was. It led me to feel once again like an outsider, like I didn't fit in. And that for me, and for many of us, that for me with my attachment trauma history was just so hard. And it got me back into therapy for myself, which was amazing, but it was also a difficult experience. So I know how difficult life transitions can be, particularly in midlife. You would think by midlife, we would feel settled and at ease in our lives, but oftentimes it's in these moments that we're recognizing maybe we're not living the life that was meant for us, or maybe we're not living the life that feels most authentic. And I also get how stressful the idea of making changes can be when your life is more settled, when you are older and it seems like life patterns are sort of in place. You might feel like it's too late, that you're too old, or the idea of change is just too fucking scary. I get it. And often it is a lot of those things, right? Maybe we are older. Maybe it is really, really scary. Maybe change just feels like it's impossible to do at this time in your life. But it can also be so worthwhile. I can't think of one conversation I've had with women here on the podcast, also women in my life, friends, family, who I've talked to that said the pain and stress and fear wasn't worth it. That it was worth going through that stressful time to be on the other side, living a life that was truly meant for them. I feel so grateful and very fortunate in that I had lots of people supporting me in this journey. My family, my kids, my husband, my friends. I found amazing support through therapists and coaches and mentors to help guide me, but support me through this big transition in my life. But I'm curious, what holds you back? If there is a change that you have been wanting to make, if there is a shift in your life that you would like to have happen, what holds you back? Where do you need support? Who are the people that you turn to? With support, I was able to move through the self-doubt. I learned to speak up for my needs. I did end up making friends in college, even though I felt like an old lady some of the time. And through persistence and patience and determination, I graduated with my master's in counseling psychology at 53. And I opened my private practice shortly thereafter. And I've been doing therapy. I have been a therapist for 10 years. And I can't imagine living a life any differently. I can't imagine how different my life would have been if I didn't make those steps. And since opening my private practice for therapy, I've also opened a life coaching business, which has opened the door for me to work with women across the country and around the world, which has been just a beautiful, beautiful experience. If you're considering making significant life changes, it's important to have support in place. And if you've considered working with me, I'm going to share a little bit about what that work looks like and how I could be here to guide you in a path wherever it takes you. It's interesting because I find it hard to talk about the coaching work, about like what it is, because so often the women who come to me to work on a particular stuck point in their life, their goal initially isn't always what needs to be worked on. and through no fault of theirs or through the work, but as the conversations unfold, as the work deepens, often there are limiting beliefs or stories we've heard or told ourselves over the years that end up keeping us stuck. And that's where the coaching work is amazing and beautiful. It's unfolding those stories in new ways and learning to step into yourself in your fullness, in your authenticity, in yourself. And that's the work that lights me up. That's the work that just fills my soul. To be a guide, to be a companion, to be the person there holding space and watch the unfolding, the blossoming, the brightening, the shining. That's the work that lights me up. And I recently added some new packages for my coaching work. The one-on-one work is intense and deep and fulfilling and amazing. And oftentimes I feel like it unfolds over a longer period of time, typically 6 months. But I know for some of you, that might feel like too much. Maybe you don't need that much support. Maybe you are further along on your journey, but there are still a few stuck points left. So I recently added a 3-month package. It's a little more affordable. And it's another great way to work with me. So you can find that on the website, elizabethkushcoaching.com. But I've also added groups. And the Highly Sensitive Women's Group isn't necessarily about making change in your life, although I think being in groups with other highly sensitive women allows you to fully embrace your sensitivity, your beautiful, sensitive self in new ways. Because the support there through the group is different than just one-on-one work. There are different perspectives. There's a different space of holding when you feel seen by a community of like-minded women. And group work isn't for everybody. I would say the most successful group members, successful, that's a weird word to use, but the people who get the most out of group work are people who are feeling settled and grounded within themselves, and yet they're looking for a deeper connection with others. So it can be vulnerable. It can bring up parts of us that we might not be prepared for, and it can be incredibly, incredibly validating and healing. I know my own work in groups, me personally, I've been a part of quite a few coaching groups over the years, and I have found the experience invaluable. To be in community with like-minded people, whether they're therapists or coaches or podcasters, it's just something I don't even really know how to share what that experience is like, other than you feel like you're a part of something. You know you are a part of something. And the relationships that I have built through those groups have lasted years. And that is something I am eternally grateful for. And I would like to create that experience for others because I know how impactful it is. So if being in a group with sensitive women like yourself sounds like something you are interested in, or if one-on-one work feels more aligned with where you are today and you're considering perhaps working with me, You can reach out through my website. Go to ElizabethCushCoaching.com, and Cush is spelled with a C, not a K. So it's ElizabethCushCoaching.com. And you will find all the ways to work with me there. There are contact forms, email forms to reach out to me if you want to know more, and we can book a free call to explore what options would be best for you. So looking back on these 10 years of work for me, I just can't even, as I said, I can't even imagine my life without this work. And of course, I have a beautiful life outside work, but the work sustains me, fulfills me, feels like it gives me a place in the world where I know who I am and I know what drives me. So I'm curious, what dreams have you been holding on to? Have you been wanting to write a book or publish poetry or start a singing career or become a therapist? Is there a dream that you would like to fulfill in midlife? And is it time to reach out and get the support and guidance you need? Well, thanks so much for being a part of the podcast. As always, I recently got an email from a follower who just shared the impact of what I share on them. And it was lovely. Basically saying, like, I read your stuff, I follow you, and what you put out in the world really resonates. And that's amazing. That is really, really amazing. So thank you for all of you who have reached out and shared what it's like to be a part of this community here on the podcast. I appreciate you. I appreciate your continuing to follow me and hang out with me here. I hope you have a great week, and I look forward to connecting with you next time right here on the podcast. Thanks for listening to the Awaken Your Wise Woman podcast. The information in this podcast is not a substitute for seeking help from a licensed mental health professional. Music by Andy Cush, sound editing by Laura Disler, and show notes by Kathy Cush. If you'd like more information about me, Biz Cush, and the resources shared today, go to awakenyourwisewoman.com.